Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media prior to Game 1 against Kansas City.
I'm not yet. We're still, well, it's a different mic. We're still discussing it. We're having meetings about our setting our roster. Still haven't decided Game 2, Game 3 starter yet also. So Burns is starting tomorrow, and then we're going to continue to meet about the 26 guys we're going to put on the roster. We're going to keep talking about today.
Brandon, when you are discussing Games 2 and 3, you know, what kind of considerations go into, you know, how you try to line? Is a lot of it dependent on how Game 1 goes?
It could, yeah. Kind of just given – going through every scenario, just kind of covering all the bases on it, and seeing how a little bit how Game 1 goes, how deep Burnsy goes, all those type of things.
Brandon, are you happy with the composition right now
of what? I'm sorry, Rich.
Of the bullpen and the options that you have.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of good stuff down there, and I think we have guys that can do, I can put in different roles, without kind of having set roles down there. I can try to mix and match the best way I possibly can. This is a really good, really, really good team. It's a really good lineup. We're looking more into it, but I'm really happy with how we played on this last road trip, and I'm really happy with how we threw the ball. But I do have a lot of options down there.
Is having as many lefties in the bullpen as you do a challenge, a strength, is something that might force you to not be able to match up as well as you might with all righties?
Well, they're all a little bit different. So it's not lefties with all the with similar stuff. Everybody, all four guys, kind of bring a little something different to the table, and I like that. I like to have different options, and certain guys get more lefties out than righties, etc. So the more guys you can have like that make it tough on opposing manager, that's ideal.
Are you impressed with the way Danny's pitched since he's been back in the mix down there?
Yeah. So Danny, got his feet wet a little bit, getting in a few games, continuing to feel good, continuing to feel healthy. Danny's unique, and he's got unique breaking balls, and so the ability to get lefties and righties out is really important.
Last year, I know it didn't end the way you wanted, but is there anything that you do take from last year's postseason going into this one?
I just think the experience of it, the experience for these guys of playing in this type of stage, this many people that are going to be here. We're excited to play in front of our home fans. It's going to be a lot of energy in the ballpark, and it's just another, for a lot of our guys hadn't played in postseasons, before last year, and to have that experience is going to be, I think it's going to work out well.
Brandon, closing out games, who do you see, or is it more matchups as to whether you go with strictly Soto or you mix it?
It's kind of however I get there a little bit, and that's kind of what try to piece it together, and then try to match up whether seventh, eighth, and ninth inning how we see fit. I thought we did a pretty good job of that in the road trip, and a lot of trust in a lot of those guys. Sir Anthony's pitched in big games in postseasons, 9 of 10 of saves for us. Soto's been a closer. CNL's got really, really good stuff, and Yenny's got that sinker. So there's some options down there, and Keegan Aiken's had a great year. You look at Keegan Aiken's body of work, it's had a fantastic year. Yeah, Cole's one of the premier left-handers in the game. He's got great stuff. We're going to have our hands full with him. This guy, he's got big-time fastball, and he's tough to hit. So it's going to be a challenge.
Brandon, you were prepared for two teams, one that you'd seen the previous 2 weekends, and this team that you haven't seen since April. How difficult is it to prepare for, a team that's much different than it was when you saw it 5 months ago?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a scramble. A scramble for them too, right? They weren't sure who they were going to play, and that's part of postseason baseball sometimes, is that the season's over and then you gear up quickly for the opponent. And we haven't seen Kansas City in a long time. Congratulations to them on having an incredible year, and Matt and his group. It's a great coaching staff and a really, really good team. And I'm happy for Matt and that group because, they've gone through some things that had a tough year last year, and the rebuild and everything. They've done an amazing job over there. So we're scrambling right now and preparing as well as we possibly can, and looking forward to tomorrow. They have a Hall of Fame player, and one of the best players in the game, hitting in the middle of their order. They did a great job this offseason of combining their youth and their talent with some awesome veteran guys. We know one of them over there in Adam, but they're starting pitching. They did. It's a really nice combination of youth and veteran guys.
From what you saw from Mountcastle, Urias, and Westberg down the stretch, do you feel like they got enough at bats to get their timing
back? Yeah, no, I thought all three played well on the road trip, and I think going into the trip, I wasn't quite sure how, just because they didn't have a ton of rehab at bats, how they were going to play, and. Right away, they all played. They all were playing great when they got here, so they made a huge impact in our lineup.
Brandon, how confident are you that you can kind of control their running game a little bit more so than you did earlier in the year?
Yeah, well, it's kind of pitcher dependent a little bit, but Burnsy, the last few starts, has done a great job. Controlling the game, running game, but these guys are aggressive and they're going to run, and we know that. And we have to do a really good job of being able to mix up our looks and kind of in the era right now of not being able to do certain things on the mound to control the running game. We have to do a good job of limiting as best we possibly can.
Hey, Brandon, getting to the postseason, I mean, it's so difficult in this game. Going back to last year, it seemed so easy for you guys the whole season, the number one seed. Then it was over so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This year, do you sense, or how much do you sense a feeling from your guys of kind of not taking anything for granted and kind of not approaching it differently, but just enjoying the moment and not taking it for granted?
Yeah, it's just two totally different years, and next year is going to be totally different too. I mean, the seasons are long for a reason, and last year there were so many things that went right throughout the regular season. The one thing that went wrong was Batista there at the end. But it felt like we won a lot of games that maybe we shouldn't at times. We had a lot of late inning comebacks. And this year was just a little bit more of a grind. We had way more injuries. We had guys go down. We had significant, we had a big part of our rotation that we lost. We lost an all-star third baseman for almost a half. So there's a lot of things that we dealt with that we didn't have to deal with last year. I'm hoping it makes us tougher, honestly. I think that the adversity that our guys went through this year I think it's going to benefit. I hope it benefits this postseason. I think it's going to benefit these guys in the future. And I think last year's experience of what that felt like at the end when we did have that, this kind of fairy tale season, and then just the quick exit. I'm hoping that these guys still have that taste in their mouth and going into this postseason. I think they do.
You kind of touched on Bobby Wittinger earlier, but what have you seen from a part of his rise this season, and any similarities between him and Gunnar Henderson?
I think there's a lot of similarities. They're two of the best players in the game, but Bobby's that's. Just like Gunner, it's just oozing with talent. just can do everything. Can do everything on the field, and can beat you single-handedly, and just like Gunn can. So, he presents a huge problem. Plays a premium position like Gunner does, and it's gonna be two great players in this league going forward.
Last year, you guys ran into the start of what was
ended up being a really good run by Eovaldi through October. Pitching's changed so much, playoff pitching's changed so much, but at the same time, like, what is the value of a tone setter, a guy you can throw out in a game one series after series?
Yeah, we feel great about Corbin going game one. He's especially with what he's been doing in September. He's had a heck of a year. He's a guy that can beat anybody on any night. And to have a guy like that with that kind of stuff, that kind of confidence, Corbin Burns is pitching, you expect to win that night. And that's how our guys feel.
Brandon, you're looking back is the rest between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs beneficial, or do you like going right after it?
I don't know. It's kind of did that long layoff last year affect us? Maybe. I think we ran into a team that was absolutely got scorching hot in Tampa and just continued it all through the World Series. But for me, that's not really an excuse. You still got to still play in the game. I'm hoping that, I thought we just played really, really well on that two series trip. And I'm hoping that we can continue to carry that momentum into this series.
Throughout the year, you have worked hard with bullpen rest to not pitch guys 3 days in a row. But this series could be three games, 3 days. Would you be open to an adjustment there?
Yes. Yeah, this is more of a sprint. I'm not looking long-term here. This is trying to win two of these three games.